So now let's understand the operations of an agricultural commodity exchange. The first and foremost activity that is done by the exchange is the listing process for members as well as agri commodities. The agri commodities can be listed if they meet the specified standards set by the exchange in terms of quantity, in terms of quality, in terms of size, or any other characteristics desired by the exchange. A membership requirement, as we have seen, upholds the market integrity. Everyone is sure that whoever is entering into any deal is actually vetted, or his checks are already done by the exchange. Standardized terms and specification of agri commodity contracts brings in clarity between two participants on what they are actually dealing with. The centralized electronic trading platforms enables buyers and sellers to submit orders online, actually settle them efficiently, get their delivery on time, get the money or the sale proceeds on time. The exchange conducts systems check to ensure the correct functioning of trading platforms. The opening auction at the beginning of the trading session establishes the actual reliability of the system, and start to the pre-market activities prepare the market participants to assess the market conditions. Clearing and settlement services involve the timely and efficient transfer of funds and settlement of commodities between the buyers and sellers. The clearing corporation also guarantees trade performance and manages the counterparty risk through margin requirements. This was not possible in case of a forward contract, which is a bilateral arrangement. The delivery settlement entails the delivery of underlying commodities at the time that is decided when the trade is entered into. Cash settlement entails exchange of cash based on the final settlement price. Closing auction at the end of the day determines the final trading price. Again, post-closing activities commences with reconciliation, clearing and settlement process, finalize the trade settlements, update the account balance, preparing reports for market participants. So right from pre-opening till post-closing, all the activities are clearly defined, and that's actually brings in efficiency in the operations of the agricultural commodity exchange. Now, when we talk in terms of Indian agri-commodity exchanges, we have the National Commodity and Derivatives Exchange, NCDEX, the Multi-Commodity Exchanges of India Limited, MCX, and the Indian Commodity Exchange, which is the ICEX. Let's look at them one by one. The National Commodities and Derivatives Exchange, NCDEX, National Level Multi-Commodity Exchange, and it is serving as an important link between the farmers and the process of optimum price realization of agricultural produce. So NCDEX is very, very popular in terms of agri-commodities, as it is a national-level multi-commodity exchange. It is regulated by Securities and Exchange Board of India. The entire commodity exchanges are regulated by Securities and Exchange Board of India. When we talk about the membership types, this depends upon the rights of the members. Like some of the member may have both the right to open an account on behalf of the client as well as clear and settle on their own. So based on the variations in these rights, the NCDEX has four types of membership: the TCM, the TM, the STCM, and the PCM. Each one of them is defined in your book. Who are eligible to become the members? There are individuals, there are sole proprietorships, there are partnership from the Registered Indian Partnership Act 1932, even limited liability partnership, LLP, registered under limited liability partnership act 2008, are eligible to become members at NCDEX. Companies, corporations, or institutions incorporated under the Companies Act 1956 and 2013, as well as any other person, entities as may be permitted by the NCDEX, could be eligible to become members of NCDEX. What are the products, especially the agri-commodities that can be listed at NCDEX? They can be cereals and pulses, the oil and oilseeds, the soft commodities, the fibers, and the spices. Now, having looked into NCDEX, let's now learn about Multi-Commodity Exchange of India, that is MCX. Like NCDX, MCX is also a national level multi-commodity exchange. It serves as an important link between farmers and the process of optimum price realization on agricultural produce. Like NCDX, MCX is also regulated by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, which we call it as SEBI. It also has four types of membership: trading cum clearing members, or stockbroker and clearing, self-clearing member, institutional trading cum clearing member, ITCM, or stockbroker and clearing member, professional clearing member, PCM, or clearing member, and trading members, TM, or stockbroker. So TCM, ITCM, PCM, and TM are the four types of membership available on MCX. It has various agri commodities that can be listed, that is cotton, crude palm oil, copper, and the menta oil. Let's look at another commodity exchange in India, that is Indian Commodity Exchange Limited, ICEX. ICEX is also a national level multi-commodity exchange. It serves as an important link between farmers and process of optimum price realization on agricultural produce. ICEX is also regulated by the Securities and Exchange Board of India. ICEX also has four types of membership: the TM, the SCM, the TCM, and the PCM. TM includes both the stockbroker and the trading member. SCM is a self-clearing member. TCM is the trading cum clearing member, and PCM is the professional clearing member. The commodities, agri commodities that are traded at ICEX are the cereals, the plantations, the spices, the fiber, the oil and seeds, the gaur seed, and the Isab gold seed. Having seen the Indian commodity exchanges, now let's look into the challenges of agricultural commodity exchanges. Indian agricultural commodity exchange face unique challenges that impact their operations and hinder the optimal functionality. The various challenges include the price volatility, the infrastructure bottlenecks, the regulatory tight rope walk, technology and connectivity, globalization and market integration, environmental and sustainability concerns. Let's look at this one by one. First, the price volatility. Price volatility has a tremendous impact on participants. The impact on market stability, trading volumes, liquidity, and investor confidence can be challenged due to price volatility. Incentivize market makers to provide liquidity enhancement programs so that such liquidity enhancement programs can help the farmers to face the price volatility. Timely market information and investor education programs can give some confidence to the participants to cope up with price volatility. Market-friendly policies by the regulators can also promote market transparency and curb the price volatility due to the market distortions. Next important challenge can be infrastructure bottlenecks, especially when transporting the farm produce from the farm to the consumers or to the APMCs. The farmers need storage facility, so limited storage facility can be a big challenge. Inadequate transportation can further add, it can cause the post-harvest loss. Prioritization of infrastructure investment by government and private sector could help the farmers to overcome such challenge. Leveraging the expertise from experts and resources of both public and private sector can further help to plug this infrastructure bottlenecks. Upgrading existing facilities, building new infrastructure, expanding logistic networks for moving farm produce from farm to the market hubs can streamline the process of marketing and removing infrastructure bottlenecks. Government can also incentivize the private sector participation to improve the infrastructure and thus to further plug in or remove the infrastructure bottlenecks. The next important challenge is the regulatory tightrope walk. excessive regulation and compliance can burden the participants, or frequent changes in rules and regulations could create confusion and ambiguity in implementation. Stringent regulatory environment can pose restrictions on growth and development, whereas divergent regulatory approaches will create a big question mark in the investors whether to invest into Indian agriculture markets or not. And for that reason, clear and consistent regulations are essential for both the investors as well as farmers to operate into agriculture business and to get their commodities listed and traded on agri-commodity exchange. A predictable regulatory framework will attract investors, will encourage farmers to planting the right crops as well as to get a good income on harvest. Balanced and forward-thinking approach is essential for enacting laws and regulations and ensuring its compliance. Next important challenge can be technology and connectivity. Like limited access to technology and connectivity can pose problems right from farming to marketing. Cyber threats can further pose challenges because even though everything is connected online, any small attack, cyber attack, can wipe out the advantages. Outages, software glitches, and cyber attacks can bring a big halt to the entire process and stop listing process, trading process, as well as the settlement process. Multiple trading platforms, though good and beneficial, but its seamless integration will serve the purpose. Market access challenge can be addressed by leveraging mobile technology. Mobile applications can encourage the SMS-based services, and interactive voice response systems can provide 24/7 facilities to the participants as well as to the farmers to clarify any doubts they have. Satellite technology for data transmission can overcome connectivity challenges because everything is actually transferred electronically over the air. Robust and foolproof cyber security can maintain integrity and confidence in the participants. Common protocol interfaces and APIs can facilitate integrations between the farmer and the stock exchange, or even between the farmer and the exchanges or the market participants. Digital literacy programs can train the farmers, get them adjusted to this new concept of electronic trading. Next important challenge can be globalization and market integration. When we talk about globalization, each country will have different rules and regulations. A regulatory harmonization would be challenging. Here comes the rule between cooperation and collaboration between the government and the foreign entities. Speculative investment capital across the globe can amplify price volatility, so right rules and regulations are necessary. Collaboration and cooperation at international level by governments and regulatory authorities can harmonize regulatory frameworks, standards, as well as practices for agricultural commodity exchanges. Trade agreements and free trade zones can reduce the barriers, remove the restrictions and obstacles for seamless transactions and trading in agricultural commodities. Next important challenge, and more concerns are raised for environment and sustainability. Climate change and unforeseen weather can reduce the crop yields and affect the quality and availability of agricultural commodities traded on the exchanges. Agricultural commodity exchanges can facilitate the development of green financing mechanisms to encourage adopting environment-friendly practices. Governments and regulatory authorities can provide incentives, subsidies, and tax breaks for embracing environmentally sustainable practices and certification schemes so that farmers would not only be literate, they would be rewarded for actually deploying sustainable agricultural practices. So with this background and understanding of the commodity exchanges, more specifically agri commodity exchanges, what are the future trends? Future trends are very interesting. In fact, the agricultural commodity exchanges are proving to be catalyst for efficient trading, transparent price discovery, and risk management for farmers and stakeholders. The existing trends are poised to reshape the Indian agricultural landscape through the Indian agricultural commodity exchanges. Upgrades in electronic technology platforms, mobile applications, digital marketplaces, and above all, farmers' literacy are improving the farmers' market access and are facilitating seamless trading. Exchanges are offering newer derivative products based on farmers' specific needs. So even though the contracts are standardized, but innovative products are actually matching the farmers' needs. Indian agricultural commodity exchanges are becoming more integrated with global markets, bringing in a large pool of buyers and sellers. The regulatory authorities are having clear and consistent policies and regulations to enhance market surveillance, risk management, and transparency in agricultural commodities trading. Exchanges are increasingly using advanced technology such as the blockchain, artificial intelligence, big data analytics to improve market infrastructure, storage, traceability, and provide value-added services to the market participants. Exchanges are also improving the market literacy, expanding outreach programs, and providing technical assistance to market participation and inclusivity so that more and more participants will connect to the exchange. The benefits reaches to the farmer, the risks are better managed, and finally the consumer gets a good quality fresh products at a reasonable price. The future trajectory and outlook for Indian agricultural commodity exchanges indicate big transformations in the sustainability, competitiveness, and resilience of India's agricultural sector. Indian agricultural commodity exchange will blossom into powerful drivers of growth and prosperity for the nation's agricultural sector. It will be a win-win situation for the farmer, for the consumer, as well as Indian economy. Thank you very much.